Good morning, Commissioners. Brian Zamora, your staff here to give a quick update on the Highway 9 Boulder Creek Complete Streets project. This project is a project we're really excited for and think the community of Boulder Creek will benefit a lot from. So yeah, let's get started. Next slide, please. So the Highway 9 Boulder Creek Complete Streets project is located on Highway 9 and Highway 236 in Boulder Creek up in the Santa Cruz Mountains. This is a corridor that experiences high vehicle and pedestrian traffic, making it a priority for infrastructure improvements. The current phase we're in is a project approval and environmental document phase, also known as a PAED phase. Next slide, please. Moving on to the project goals, some of the key objectives are enhancing pedestrian safety and accessibility, filling gaps in the sidewalk network, implementing traffic calming measures, improving bicycle and transit facilities, and supporting the community's overall commercial area with better infrastructure. Moving on to the project scope, some of the main infrastructure improvements are adding new sidewalks. If you've ever been to Boulder Creek, you know that there's a lot of gaps in the sidewalk network, and sometimes no sidewalk, you know, making it super dangerous and unsafe for pedestrian travel along the corridor. So this project aims to implement continuous sidewalks along the corridor for safe pedestrian travel. In addition, there will also be curb extensions and bulb outs added. Curb extensions not only make it more visible for pedestrians to cross streets and safer, it also reduces vehicle speed along the corridor. Crosswalk striping will also be included. Another traffic calming method will be Center Island along the corridor. This is highway and very much all treated as a highway, but we want to make it as safe as possible for the community of Boulder Creek. Transit stop enhancements and also drainage and stormwater management will be part of the project. Moving on to the co-op, this project will be in cooperation with Caltrans. A cooperative agreement is currently being worked on, with RTC being the project sponsor and the implementing agency, and managing the project schedule, scope, and the budget, and also overseeing the consultant and planning community outreach events. Caltrans will be the lead agency for CEQA and NEPA, in charge of environmental document review and approval, and also provide quality management and oversight. Next slide, please. Moving on to the consultant selection. In April, the RTC staff released an RFP soliciting for qualified consultants for the PAED phase for the Highway 9 Boulder Creek Complete Streets project. Some of the evaluation criteria used to select the consultant was their experience, their approach to the project, and their qualifications. And the firm selected was HMH Engineers, with a contract value of $1,337,216. This contract will be fully funded by a $1.5 million federal earmark, and the rest of the money from the earmark will be rolled over to cover staff costs while working on this project. Next slide, please. So, our commands authorizing the executive director to negotiate a cooperative agreement with Caltrans for the PAED phase for the Highway 9 Boulder Creek Complete Streets project, as well as awarding the professional engineering services agreement to the top-ranked firm HMH for the PAED phase of the Highway 9 Boulder Creek Complete Streets project. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Questions from the commission?
Well, this is fantastic news. As being the representative of the 5th District in Boulder Creek, I want to thank once again, Congress member Anna Eshoo, who earmarked $1.5 million in 2023 to cover the pre-construction work for this project moving along. And in 2013, when I was first came into public service as a county supervisor, one of the first things I did was organize a bus tour with Caltrans, RTC, the county, and school districts. And pedestrian bike safety in Boulder Creek was really the top priority. It was throughout Highway 9, but it really, with all the traffic going to Big Basin and so forth, it really focused on Boulder Creek. And there was one corner where several pedestrian fatalities or near fatalities had taken place. And the remedies that we're proposing here or we're going to be getting into are going to make this a much safer place in a highly traveled area of the 5th District, and the Boulder Creek community will be very happy with this. And I can't thank staff enough. And again, Congresswoman Eshoo for getting the grant to get us on track to make this a reality. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. You know, this is, I'll echo what Supervisor McPherson said in terms of this is a fantastic project. And it exemplifies the need for these types of projects countywide. Every community has this type of need, of concerns, of and wanting improvements for their locals, because it's something that they see, they recognize could be danger for pedestrians, for bicyclists, and forever. And so a really nice report that you did. I think it's going to be really good for the people of the 5th District.
Any further questions or comments from the commission? Yes.
I apologize. I didn't call on Commissioner Petos Carter for the previous item.
Okay.
I think that's what she is raising her hand for.
Yes, that was my comment, but I also want to echo the sentiments of the other commissioners. I recently came back from a trip to the Netherlands where we were looking at infrastructure for pedestrian and bike safety. So this project is really, it makes me super, super happy. And bike and pedestrian safety makes roads safer for everyone. So really happy about this project as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And then do you want to register your vote for the last vote?
So my vote is aye.
All right. Thank you. Okay. With no further comments from the commission, we will go now to public comment.